Across New South Wales, there are now 49 selective schools catering to the state's top students. On Tuesday, Premier Berejiklian announced the opening of a new selective high school in Sydney's southwest. Addressing the extended commute times, students in the area are willing to travel to attend selective high schools. Yet, the New South Wales Teachers Federation has condemned the move, commenting that selective schools leave students no better off, as well as citing concerns over self-segregation and the dangers of competitive schooling. I spoke with Henry Rajendra, former teacher and the acting deputy president of the New South Wales Teachers Federation, on whether selective schools are providing students with equitable and high quality education.
There's no evidence that suggests they do anything any better. In fact, what it's shown is that they will do just as well if they remained in their own comprehensive local high school. But in terms of this perceived notion that's quite incorrect, that somehow you get a quality, you get a better education in these schools, we've got to remember, it's the same, the teachers in these schools have the same qualifications, on average the same experience, have to teach the same syllabus as any other high school. So it's a completely distorted understanding of what these schools can provide. There is nothing different in terms of what they offer, just the high concentration of academically gifted kids who, by and large, their learning does not improve. In fact, for many of these kids, they go from what would be a comprehensive, their own local high school where we have a range of abilities, they would then be put in a situation where it's an intensified environment of competitiveness, where they would have come from a school where they would have been, say, the top of their class to where they could be, quite frankly, in the middle of the pack, and you are measured.
Ethnic Divides, a discussion paper released in May by social scientist Dr. Christina Ho, found that selective schools are fostering self-segregation across New South Wales' schooling system. Students from non-English-speaking backgrounds are increasingly choosing to attend selective high schools rather than the private schools their Anglo counterparts attend.
Christina Ho's, and she's, remember, she's been doing this research for a very long time, so just this recent paper that she published is one of many, but points to the same conclusion. It is a massive distortion of enrolments, and quite frankly, I think her figures were well over 80% of these selective high schools of students from a language background other than English. And certainly we have no problem with students with a language background other than English, but when they don't reflect what is the diversity in those communities, we know that something's wrong.
With a limited number of 4,200 places at selective schools across the state, parents are resorting to out-of-school coaching to ensure their child secures one of the prize positions. Many teachers are alarmed at the competitive environment selective schools are creating.
Learning how to play, working in group, learning the arts, learning a whole range of things that across the subjects offered in schools, extracurricular activities, the narrowing of what coaching does and the focusing on coaching just narrows the experiences for these kids. And I think, sadly, kids are not allowed to be kids as much as they used to be. We've got to allow kids to grow with their cohort within their own school community, encourage them to have a variety of experiences throughout their own school community. But this whole sense of coaching is such an intensification of one particular subject area at the expense of everything else.
Selective schools aren't the only concern the New South Wales Teachers Federation has. After the March state election, Premier Berejiklian announced a funding boost of $500 million for private and Catholic schools.
The existence and overfunding by governments of private schools comes at a price in two levels for us. That's money taken away from the public school system to stump up an already over-resourced private education system. And also it distorts the enrollment patterns throughout communities. Parents are sending kids, you know, across town past their local high school at a cost to the taxpayer, I might add.
With Sydney's growth rate set at 2%, school enrolments will continue to rise, and the New South Wales Teachers Federation is urging the Premier and state government to work with all stakeholders to ensure students receive high quality education no matter what their socioeconomic background is.
We know that with over the next 10 years there'll be a growth of 23% in student population just in New South Wales. What that requires is thorough planning, engaging with the profession, engaging with us, and making sure that we have a long-term plan to make these things happen in a way that would meet the needs of all our students to come up with these one-offs, like a selective high school, under the guise of, well, this will handle the student enrollment growth in the southwest area, is a joke. It's bad policy in the absence of good policy, and they need to sit down with us, sit down with the demographers, let's work it out. Let's look at how we can maximise the comprehensive nature of the curriculum offerings for all students and making sure that we have a comprehensive enrolment in each high school that is reflective of their own community.